the works that I've created now have a life of their own, and they'll have a life beyond me, which is really what all writers want. They want their work to live beyond them, to have another life beyond them. And we're not talking about, you know, the Ode to Joy by Beethoven. This is rock and roll, you know. Let's not treat this like it's uranium, you know. Let's let it be hamburgers.
Oh, what's the matter with the songs he's singing? Can't you tell that they're pretty lame? After listening to a couple albums, well, they all start to sound the same. So we tried to change his music style. He pops songs out in the third year of life. But then he found the pump sound breaking ground all around his mill, Billy Joel and me. What's the matter with the tune he's writing? Well, you know it's gonna be a
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for August 27, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today's episode is going to be a very special Billy Joel featured episode. You might ask yourself, why would you do something like that after having the most popular episode in the history of the show? I mean, you're going to lose all of your audience. That's probably true. But for those of you that like Billy Joel, this one's going to be great. And for those of you that don't, you know, there's 73 other episodes to choose from. I hope you enjoy it anyway. I mean, all these songs are funny. Now, there have been 56 Billy Joel songs at tkjingles.com. The Beatles have 100. That's by far the most popular band to cover. But Billy Joel is number two at 56. We're going to play half of those songs today. And I'm very excited. I've been preparing for this one for a while. You know, usually the podcast features very timely content. And it's very relevant to what Tony's talking about that week, what's going on in the news, what's going on the website. This episode could happen at any place in time. I like to have some periodically that just are featured episodes, best ofs or something like that. We will do either a Beatles or Paul Simon featured episode later in the season. If you have ideas, you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com and welcome your feedback, or on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli. That opening number there was by Weird Al Yankovic. That was one of his very first demos that he ever did. It was for the Dr. Demento show, never released commercially. And if you listen to the whole thing, it's pretty mean. And I think it's funny because Weird Al hasn't had a lot of success writing mean songs, whereas almost everything at tkjingles.com is mean. So of all of Weird Al's jingles, all of his parodies, that's the one that fits in the best with all the crap that we do. So I thought it was fitting to feature it here in this episode. And I'd like to segue from that still Billy Joel to me to my own twist on that, all Billy Joel to me, or it's all Billy Joel, a parody of All About Soul with a nice piano accompaniment mixed into a performance track by John Neisfinger. And then Jeff in Japan and Joe Arrow with Uptown Tone. And then Bill Bardo and myself collaborating on Leningrad. Then after that, we're going to feature a good selection of just classic Billy Joel songs with some Billy Joel commentary sprinkled in between, like the intro of this podcast. Then one of the highlights for me is of the whole TK Jingles phenomenon is that somehow, through some twist of fate, we have covered the entire Turnstiles album. And it's only got 8 tracks on it. It was Billy Joel's shortest album, but it was a career-defining album for him. I mean, it transformed him from this relatively niche songwriter who wasn't really doing much, and it set the stage for The Stranger, which was a commercial breakthrough and made him who everybody that loves him or hates him knows of him today. And then we'll end it with some bonus tracks that are some non-sequiturs, a live performance from TK Jingles Live, one of the intro songs that I did, and then some stuff from Nigel's Rubbish Bin. It's going to be a great episode. If you like Billy Joel, you're going to love it. If you don't like Billy Joel, I think that all these songs are still funny. I mean, it's 28 TK Jingles. What's not to like? But, you know, hopefully you hang in there. Billy Joel has an eclectic enough sound that hopefully these songs don't wear on you too much. Enjoy.
I'm a big fan of a guy from Oyster Bay, Long Island. A piano man who wrote pop songs till 1993. His career spanned 20 years, about as long as he's been been retired. Now a few box sets is all we get, and they still sound great to me. It's all Billy Joel. He's been a big shot since he did The Stranger. It's all Billy Joel. Have you heard Turnstiles? It's so underrated. I know every song. I even love that demo about Jericho Road. Grew into his look and has his own book. It's all Billy Joel. Took on a brand new style for every single album. Now he plays those songs with Elton John when they're face to face. And I'd ask him to write more, but I'd never get an answer, because we've heard the last words that he has to say. It's all Billy Joel, posing with meat in a suit of armor. It's all Billy Joel. Like a chipmunk in a cold spring harbor, I'm glad he still tours. Zanzibar's great with that trumpet solo, from She's Got a Way to Shades of Grey. It's all Billy Joel.
Uptown Tone, he's been living in an uptown zone. I bet he's never fixed a punctured tire, or tried to set up any cable wires, or fight a fire. He's an uptown tone. He doesn't work the apps on his iPhone. When water's leaking to the basement can, the plumber's working till it's 10:30. He's been snoozing. And when he knows what he wants, just to buy, he offers stray cash to pay the cashier guy. He's gonna find who did put their stuff in his trash bin. He's an uptown tone. He's living with no hair on his orange dome. He's yakking with some guys named Gary and Chris, and gals named Tori, Jean, and even Liz, about the whiz.
Long Island boy, just like his father said, he grew up smart, except for driver's ed. At Camp Kiyuma, he would try to swim, but swimming's not for everyone. He found out before Washington went off to school. At Harper way upstate, hung out with nerds. The snack bar wasn't great. A job at Newsday first, and then the Times. Sports writing life had just begun, and then he came to Washington. Radio was what he did best, with Andy Poley and the rest. First for the Post, then ESPN. They made him take a vacation Old guy then, a news update. The mailbag, we can hardly wait. So Liz is on, he's such a bore. What do we keep on listening for? Wrote for the Post, bandwagon columnists. He met Will Bond and then tried TV Next. He left the paper then, thanks to Raju. But TV paid a tidy sum, and so he stayed in Washington. Little's Liz in many ways, on radio and into waves. They suffered through delayed podcasts till the weasels got up off their ass. David, Gary, Liz, and Gene discussing all the local teams. Now Tony's talking about the grocery store. What do we keep on listening for? So my child and I came to this place to meet him eye to eye and face to face. Ask my kid anything, he's really smart. Thanks for sharing so much fun, my radio friends in Washington.
You know, it's so hard for a song like that to ever make Tony's show, because that was the full-length parody of Leningrad by Bill Bardo there. Just so damn good. But I'm glad that we can share it on this podcast, and hope you enjoyed that. And I hope that from that intro, that all Billy Joel song, that you realize now that I am much more of a Billy Joel nerd than I am a Tony Kornheiser fan. So hopefully a few of those references made sense to you. I really had a lot of fun doing that one, and all the songs we're going to play today are just great. Since we have so many, I'm not going to go itemize every single thing, but I do want to credit the folks that are going to be involved today. So we're going to have a few songs by myself: Ellie Olshansky, Gil Bonner, John Fitzpatrick, Joe Arrow, John Neisminger, Rob, Carol Connolly, Bill Bardo, and then we'll end with Josh Cromwell. So now we're going to feature some of the classic tracks from tkjingles.com, starting with She's Got Away. Oh, and basically for no reason, because this adds no value, but these are all in chronological order of the way that Billy released them. So adding to the nerdiness of this podcast episode.
He's got email and notes. Now that his show is through, he's gonna read some for all of you. He got your faxes too. Man, that lyric made more sense when Gary wrote it in 92, didn't it? Stern's got a way of talking. Oh, I don't know why it is, but I laugh when he does Christopher Walken. Tony's got a way of bitchin'. Oh, and he can't cook a steak unless his daughter's in the kitchen anyway. He'll cheer you up if you're feeling down, he's loyal too. But if you piss him off, he'll crush you and kick you when you're down. He loves five-star dining, especially if it's free. So he shamelessly begs and Jeannie's sighing. He's got a way of talking. Oh, I almost wanna hear about the windows and the cars he's hawking every day. Ooh, ooh, oh, mm-hmm.
sports guys in town for a while, subbing for Wilbon on TV. Simmons and House, they like interesting food, so we got a table at Comey. And I'm trading in my ribeye for a tasting menu, menu. I don't know what this is. And if the baby girl was a little young, at least we can say it was tasty. And they serve foods that I don't like. Well, they're not things that I'd pick out. But tonight I'll eat up, cause I'm eating out.
Don't go charging new higher greens fees. Have you even played these links before? I don't imagine you're too familiar. But this is the only course I can afford. I can't believe you think fees should double. Haynes Point and Langston, they're just too far. Stick to the trash cans and fix the potholes. Leave these parks just the way they are. Don't go thinking you're a real congressman. You don't even get a vote. This idea of yours is a real mess, ma'am. Any other jams you'd like to float? Is this some clever manipulation that you in Congress work and play real hard? You just want a course that you can walk to. This idea simply under par.
Every little thing, why don't you grow a pair? It's just not good for your heart. So why are you so paranoid? Afraid the guys are gonna chop off your head. You better calm yourself down before you fall over dead. You'll catch Ebola or flu. Well, there's so many fears to avoid. Yeah. But you know that when the truth is told that you don't have much time left, because you're already old, you just might check out before another joke about rides you. Ooh, when will you realize Rouseabout waits for you?
I'd like to tell you all a little story of one man's brilliance and his glory. He knows it all and makes sure we know it too. He's the Windy City boy, born in Illinois, and he wouldn't want it any other way. Day the Berlin Wall would fall, he's won 4 times at Powerball, picked the winner of the last 48 Super Bowl. He knew Sully would land that plane, and Wiener would come again, and the butterfly ballot had an inherent design flaw. Wilbon was right, Tony, you're crazy. Oh, and Mike sold all of his Enron stock at record highs. On Oscar night, he finally picked Scorsese. Tony was wrong, and we all know Wilbon was right. thought the Pope would be an Argentine. Robert Downey would stay clean this time. Bruce Willis was dead, the whole six cents. Manti's girlfriend was a hoax, and the Nationals were gonna choke, and Tom Cruise would prove to be insane. Will Bond was right, Tony, you're crazy. Oh, and he told Brownie those levees would never hold. But sometimes it's like his memory's hazy. Cause even when he's wrong, Will Bond says he's not surprised. Tony was wrong and Will Bond was right. Tony was wrong and Will Bond was right.
He stole his line, waving his arms, holding his umbrella, and stopped quick as a wink, the man in his van. He awoke from the night for anyone else, hoping to see his paper right there in his yard. That was the plan. Whoa, there's something else you should do, cause you know that it's all for Tony. 6:30's too late for you, don't you know that it's all for Tony. I got some show prep to do, everyone knows it's all for Tony. Sometimes I have to lose my mind. I live on the street, cause that's where I live. I just want my paper here on time. All for Tony. All for Tony.
Just kept going and going and going. And then I wrote the music afterwards. Every verse is a year, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53. And musically, it's horrible. It's one of the worst things I've ever written music. It's like a mosquito buzzing around your head. That's what happens when I write the words first. The music suffers. But it's just essentially kind of a litany of what the Cold War was. And if I forget one word in that song live, it's a train wreck. So I always ask the audience to help me sing it along, and sometimes they try to screw me up.
What a dope.
DA and Tony think Hall and Oates are pretty sweet. Liz Clark does not agree, she thinks they're pleasant. Rajunera said he brains like wet spaghetti, wouldn't know an advert from a news event.
You know, our business has always been about advertising. It's never been about readers.
Can you be trying to say shaputzvah?
Sales weasels have no pride, can't find a way to monetize a podcast heard across the globe, tens of thousands of downloads. What exactly do they do besides eat Mr. Tony's food? They should be carrying urine specimens.
They don't have shaputzvah.
Tim Kirkjian, Jaws is claiming extra wins, losing
Shaputzvah.
Shaputzvah.
Sats wants invitations sent for parties that he won't attend for reasons we can't comprehend, behavior we can't recommend. Jeff Ma bumped on the news his 50 bucks to shine my shoes because really how much money could you?
Tonight I am hoping not to drown. I took on kind bars and red wine yesterday and left from PTI cause it's the only way. Like all the littles here, I've had to ride a tow. Unlike that little punk, I did it on my own. If I could own sweater, but I scream out the window in vain. There are weasels out there delaying podcasts when God knows God is Courtney could make it rain. Do
this was a song that was written in between X1 and X2. While I was actually dating between the exes. It was written, it came out on an album that came out in 1989. The album was Stormfront. But the song was actually written in 1983. And it was while I was dating someone. I don't want to mention any names. But her initials are Elle McPherson. This is a song about, you know, a doomed relationship. I knew it was doomed. She was just starting out her career, and I was well into mine, and she was, like, you know, really, really young. She was still in her teens, and I was in my 30s, and you know, she looked like her, I looked like me.
On radio, there is a show that gets the littles through their day, and those that cannot listen live, they suffer through podcast delay. When summer comes and golf is played and high school friends come for a stay, there is no show, and so we fear, will Mr. Tony go away? And every time I hold my nose and listen to this show that stings, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if your silence makes us sad, in time we come to realize how much we love the laughs we share, and Will Bond still is not surprised. Farewell to Gene and Gary too, and Tori, Liz, and all the rest, And so it goes, and so it goes. And you're the only one who knows. So we will hope for your return, and RG3 you'll analyze. The Wiz, the Caps, will they be good? And still Will Bond is not surprised. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one. I always wear white, like Tony said. But when I see Michael Phelps, I only see red. He should still follow the golden rule, even if he lives in a pool. A bottle of scotch, platinum or blue. It's what Tony'd like if you send tribute. And he gets everything he wants, like free meals at restaurants.
All right, now we feature some of those classic Billy Joel covers. I want to now play consecutively the 8 tracks that comprise Turnstiles. And as I mentioned, this was a turning point in Billy's career, so I'm going to play a little sound clip of him talking about this album.
Turnstiles was a turning point. I think it was a well-named album. I actually met with George Martin to discuss using my band, but again, he wanted to use other musicians. Discussed having the album produced by a guy named Jim Gershio, who had produced a number of successful albums, I think Chicago and the Beach Boys and Blood, Sweat and Tears, and he wanted to use Elton John's band with me, which I didn't get at all. I said, wait a minute, you want to use Elton's band with me? Why? Well, you're a piano player and he's a piano player. This was the mentality of things at the time. So I didn't use Jim Gershio, who was one of the biggest producers in the business at the time. I didn't use George Martin. I actually turned down George Martin, who produced the Beatles. I asked my wife to become my manager, and I started to produce the album myself. Now, you can imagine if you're at the record company, all right, he's put out this Piano Man. It did okay, didn't really sell through. Then he's put out Street Life Serenade, didn't sell hardly anything at all. And now his wife is managing him, and he's producing his own album. I can imagine a little red pencil going through my name on the artist's roster. Well, that'll be it for this guy. And as it turned out, this album did not sell well, but it did get a lot of airplay. Again, we're in the mid-70s when this came out. And they played a lot of the tracks on this album.
Mike is cleaning out his office tonight. A truck. Mike says, no, I packed it all up last year, so this season I didn't give a fuck. Say goodbye, Mike Shanahan. Say goodbye to RG3. Say goodbye, Mike Shanahan. Say goodbye to DC. They say that this is not the best of shows, but it's the only show I've ever known. I never heard listener phone calls and don't know what you mean by Death Star Radio.
But I remember Kevin Stamfield's movie reviews and how David Byrd would fill in every show or two. And at this point, I'm just hoping Tony comes back. Mr. Tony, we want more of you.
Oh, Tony, I bet you can't turn on your radio. Oh, Tony, we know someone installed your stereo. Will the Mets finally win the World Series? Is there free parking right near the set? Oh, Tony, all you ever do is kvetch. Oh, Tony.
Some folks by their windows made by Holly and that other guy. Some send in their faxes, it's 2014, gotta wonder why. Me, I'm writing a jingle, maybe Nigel might play a line. 'Cause I'm in a mailbag state of mind. Watch all the PTIs, I like Wilbon, yeah, he's not surprised. News updates with Kevin, is there a blizzard? He keeps me apprised. He's got a handful of emails, and he don't want to waste more time. Tony's in a mailbag state of mind.
James, we were always friends, not from childhood days, but we had a plan. I invite you on to pick some games. You always pick the road, but your record says you need an education, James. Do you like your life between you and Jaws? These expert picks are trite. Why don't you just write another masterpiece? Do what's good for you. Leave the picks to chimps and monkeys, James. You were so relied upon.
There's a place on the air for a cranky old man with his multiple jobs and his medical plans. He's got no hair on his head and a cough in his throat, and he doesn't like riding on airplanes or boats. Now he's out in pursuit of a doctor, it's Ash. You can always be sure he'll come back for more cash. And the littles all call him a cranky old man. Send your emails and notes to the cranky old man. Just don't send him a text, 'cause he won't understand. He's not a big fan of new technology. To plug in a toaster's a challenge, you see. And he sits at his mic and he begs for free swag, till we get to the part they call Tony's mailbag. And he'll always be known as a cranky old man. He believes he's past the age of paying the park and staying up late. Astounding that he still knows how to drive a car. He used to write some columns too, until he met that guy Raju. And life went on and he became a TV star. Oh, so there's always a place for a cranky old man, with his cheeks wet, a vest and a club in his hands. He can crush all the bikers that get in his way. He can curse sons of bitches for podcast delays. Well, his boasting is pure, yes, he does it so well. When he waits in a line, he gets angry as hell. And he'll go to the grave as a cranky old man.
Now, election time, who's gonna win? Will it be George Bush or Bill Clinton, and don't forget Ross Perot. We'll get the results on Tony's next show. Am I nuts, or is there a slight delay? So time goes by, I wanna hear about the finale of Mr. Belvedere. And what's the latest on Nancy Kerrigan? Do you think she'll ever skate again? I'm getting my news a little late. Podcast delays.
I heard the last show down in Rockville. It's been about a month or so, and life went on for Mr. Porthouser. He drove his Cadillac across the bridge real slow. He held a podcast down in Annandale, where jingles and the mailbag flow. The fax lines all went down, and Tony left the town, but Jerry went right on with the show.
Oh. All right. We're almost done here with the Billy Joel episode of the TK Jingles podcast. I hope you're enjoying this. Even I, as the most avid Billy Joel fan, after 28 songs, say, oh, I wonder what else is on the radio right now. But we got five more left here. These are really some great ones. This is the first one is the intro to the TK Jingles live event about Annandale. Then John Neisminger with a parody of Where's the Orchestra about that event, kind of picturing himself as somebody in the crowd wondering what the heck's going on. Then an intro song we did from a few months ago about the 200 songs that I'd done with some awesome piano work by John Neisminger. Then Joe Arrow with It's Still the Mailbag to Me. And we will end it as Tony ends every season with some famous last words.
Well, we're across the street from Annandale, and we're gonna sing some songs about mail. We'll share some food and a couple drinks. Tonight may be great, but it'll probably stink. And I hope that you like faxes and notes, a subject we're gonna beat to death in this show. And we'll sing about Gary Braun, David Aldridge, Michael Wilbon. So we're basically in Annandale, and Nigel's here because we posted his bail. And hey, I actually see TK.
Supposed to be a sports bar. Here I am in the dining room. How the heck could I have missed the meeting on the porch? In comes this deity. Being sung despite
beside the projector. He's an orange man, the radio star who rarely faced an audience. What's this ballyhoo? After all, this is my big night on the town, my anniversary. To this woman I'm proud. I assumed that I wouldn't hear a song, so I was wrong. I still don't understand all the cult behavior and the karaoke. I guess I appreciate the role the sports bar played, the speech the old man made, and after the key lime pie, and after the check is due, I sit confused and ask myself, what's this commotion?
In the beginning, I spent one really long night writing some lyrics and getting the vocals just right. I was ecstatic to hear my song on the show. And how I lost that damn contest, I don't know. So many angles, so many jokes to be told. Roger's an asshole, Liz loves the boss, Tony's old, Edith McManus. Ha, maybe I've been doing this too long. I've had a great time, but I'm not quite through. After 200 songs,
cheese nips over cheese, it's Tony, and for breakfast I eat Captain Crunch. My girlfriend always makes me eggs that are runny. Did you know I switched to Geico and I saved a bunch of money? Everybody's talking about what they had for dinner, but it's still the mailbag to me. John Fitz and KJ got a brand new jingle, wondering why it hasn't made the show. If you're having trouble cooking that chicken meal, and Rocco's gonna let you know. Nowadays it's kinda tough getting airtime. Your best bet's a song or an email with one line. Haiku, Raju, even Johnny Walker Blue, it's still the mailbag to me. Ooh, it doesn't matter what you say in your emails, most of the time it's all about cuisine. Here comes a Brad White song, now the mailbag is on. Dumb winning just like Charlie Sheen, sitting at his Google machine.
heading out to Delaware, working on his summer tan. Wind blows through his lock of hair as he crosses the Bay Bridge again. Going out to the Browns and find where he'll greet all the fans he needs. Heading news to the scenery where he'll broadcast in love to his. This is the last mail he has to read. That's why it took so long to type. There will be other men some other week, but that's the story of his life. Crossing really takes its toll. Still can't break 100. Bipsick by the second hole. Worries that his game is dead, but he's piled up enough scorecards to line another elevator. Even though it's the same old song, he'll still play another 18 later. And this is the last mail he has to read before the summer months go by. With all the other mail he has to leave, ain't that the story of his life? Well, it's so clear every year he's gonna go. But that's what podcasts are for. We hope this for. He'll be doing the show once more.
Influences. Could you list me maybe five of your major influences?
I had to pick him, right? Okay. Thank you for saying that it is eclectic, because that's something I strive to be.